This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, today and every day, as always, we love this great United States of America. Sometimes we hate the government that's running it or ruining it, but we always love this great country and what it stands for. And we're always, always, always proud to be the Patriot. Welcome to the dark side on this great Wednesday morning. As always, if I feel like talking to you, lines are always open. We are America's voice of freedom, definitely the Patriot. You can call toll-free 1-888-394-1430 on the east side, 394-1190. Now, I talk to a lot of people out on the street, and they always say they're afraid to call. But I'll jump. I'm not going to jump anybody's ass. I'll give you a chance to say whatever, and I'll say whatever. Now, if you call with some stupid crap, then I'm going to jump your ass, and you're not going to be around. But I give everybody the opportunity to speak free. Now, I'd like to get a nigger. And, you know, here's a problem. Here's a problem, people. They can't shut me up. Now, there's 15,000 complaints on me. There's 7,800 complaints on Howard Stern when he was on terrestrial radio. But see, they can't shut me up. They don't want anybody on the airwaves that'll criticize them. They don't want anybody on the airwaves that'll expose them for what the hell they are. And then you have the FCC. You know, they control the airways. I don't know why anybody controls our airways. That should be free. We should all be free to have a radio station and say and do what we want. Because if nobody wants to listen, they just don't turn it on. But a friend of mine said, Bob, get some help from these politicians that are putting the heat on you. I said, hell, I've criticized both sides. I don't give a damn. They can both kiss my ass, both the Democrats and the Republicans. Not the rank and file, not the good people, the leadership. And everybody knows, all rank and file Democrats and Republicans know this leadership is a piece of crap. They want you to do what they want you to do so they can get elected, so they can give their friends jobs, so they can give their families jobs, so they can steal millions of dollars. But see, I'm not going to tolerate that, and they hate me. Both sides, the leadership on both sides, hate me, but I'll tell you what. I don't give a damn. They can't shut me up. I'll start a newspaper. I'll do whatever the hell I need to do, but they're not going to shut me up, and I think they know that. Now the big fight's on. We're going to get him off the air. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. What you're not going to do is shut me up, because whatever means of media I have to use to expose these bastards until I'm not around to expose them. And that's what people like. People don't like me. They like that I expose these asswipe politicians on both sides of the river. That's what they like. They say Bob Romanek's a no good son of a bitch, and they're probably right. I can be nice sometime, but I can be an asswipe sometime when I'm pushed in that direction, as we all can. But I sit here today and every day not worried about making a dollar, not worried about making a friend. I sit here worried about making a difference, and I've made a difference. the message, not my message. Now, people, get that straight. When people say they're supportive of me, don't be supportive of me. Be supportive of the cause. I'm just one of the messengers, one of the few messengers that has the guts to stand up and tell you the way it is. I don't give a damn if it's a Democrat. Don't give a damn if it's a Republican. You people know that. I fought both sides, and I'll continue one way or the other. I'll continue to fight both sides. Let's go ahead and take a caller before I go crazy. Go ahead, Sharon. You're on the dark side.
Yes, Mr. Romantic. I just started listening to you recently, and I really love the work that you're doing. I think more people ought to do that kind of work.
Well, Sharon, let me tell you. Wait a minute, Sharon. Let me tell you what the government, the FCC, they're all over my ass. They don't want people to be honest. They want to control the FCC, the Democratic Party, the Republican Party. They want to control all of us underlings. They want to keep control. And by me talking out, and I appreciate what you're saying in the compliment, but by me talking out, that doesn't fit their agenda, so they want to shut me up. But go right ahead.
Yeah, well, I want to say two things. They got rid of Jamie Allman here in St. Louis. I'm a St. Louis resident.
Uh-huh.
And I used to listen to Jamie Allman, watch him on the television all the time, and they got rid of him off of there. And I also want to make a comment about the day you mentioned about if a cop that shot somebody was white or black. I had kind of situation here. About a week ago, there was a fire with four children. I think you covered that on your show.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, the woman downstairs who was a black, and she was asking me, I got a good viewpoint. Of that building. There were a lot of white firefighters fighting that fire, and there were some blacks. But she, all of a sudden, she comes out with the remark about, were they black firefighters, were they white firefighters or black firefighters? And I thought, well, what does that have to do with them pulling four children
out of a burning
building and saving their lives? I wouldn't care if they're green with purple stripes.
Hey, you need to get a part of my show, Sharon. I think the same way. Are you a proud white lady?
Yes.
Will you ever, here, promise me one thing, because I may not be on the air tomorrow, they may yank me off tomorrow, the next day, I don't know when, but I'm going to fight him. Promise me one thing, that you'll never, ever, ever in your lifetime let anyone make you be ashamed of being white. Can you promise me that?
Yes.
Isn't it amazing how white people have helped build, more so than anybody, this great country? But to be white today, we're no good, rotten devil son of a bitches, and nobody stands up and says any different. They don't deny it. They don't approve of it. They just let it go. These white politicians and white people, well, I don't want to get involved. Don't you think, Sharon, at some point we're all going to have to get involved, or our white race is going to be taken over at some point?
I think it's coming to that. I think our whole history of the white accomplishments and successes down through the years, I think they want to totally wipe them out and say that everything was done by, you know, the black race.
Yeah. You know, and Sharon, if you don't agree with the blacks, you know what happens. If you don't agree with the blacks, you're a white supremacist. You're a racist. Do you think now, Sharon, and I appreciate your call because you're an intelligent white lady. Sometime I get some crazy son of a bitches on the air here. Don't you think it's about time that white people stand up and say, hey, it's not all our fault. If the black community wants to get involved, if the black community wants to be successful, we can't make you get an education. We can't make you get a job. We can't make you quit killing and robbing and raping. And I'm sorry, I mean the niggers, not the proud black people. But isn't it a point in time that the white people stand up and not be afraid to be called a white supremacist, not to be afraid to be called a racist? Don't you think that we better stand up before they push us over the cliff? And I don't mean anything violent. I mean just standing up and wanting all I want, Sharon, and I know that's all you and your family wants, is fair and equal treatment in this day and age. And white people, we are not getting it today, are we?
No, we're not getting any respect at all.
And you know
they're
what?
They're treating us like dirt.
And they're getting away with it, aren't they?
Yes.
And we're the majority.
I think it's going to be a matter of time before, if you talk about them enduring slavery, I think it's only a matter of time before we're becoming their slaves.
Sharon,
Sharon,
let me tell you what. I've been around the black community all my life, and the proud blacks, I would say no. They're hardworking, and all the proud blacks, and a lot of them listen to me, they know that I respect them for what they do, how they take care of their families, and a lot of niggers listen to me, too, and they know how bad I disrespect them. But at the end of the day, you're right, Sharon, if these niggers could take us over, they would take us over tomorrow, don't you think?
Oh, yes, definitely.
So, hey, what area of St. Louis do you live in, Sharon?
South St. Louis.
South St. Louis. Well, I'm going to tell you what. It was bad in North St. Louis. Everybody moved south. Now, you know it's getting unsafe in South St. Louis, too, don't you?
Well, yes. I used to live in Princeton Heights years ago, and there was a carjacking out there the other day.
Yeah.
Princeton Heights is one of the most prestigious and, you know, areas in the city here. And, you know, I'm a senior citizen, and if I could move, I would right now. I mean, I hate this city.
Yeah, okay. Well, Sharon, hey, thanks for the call. Thanks for listening. Spread the word. Spread the word to listen to my show. I may be here tomorrow and I may not be, but until I'm not, I appreciate you listening. I appreciate you not ever, 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 ever letting anyone make you be embarrassed to be in white. Sharon, thank you very much for the call. Now, there's a proud white lady. She's not going to let anybody embarrass her or make her feel bad for being born white. What kind of racial crap is that? What kind of racial crap is that? White privilege. Should be ashamed because you were born white. Now, why don't we say you should be ashamed because you were born a nigger? Oh, no, that don't fly. That's racist. That's racist, my ass. And I'm going to tell you what. Today, everybody can kiss my ass because I don't give a damn. I'm so pissed. They want to come after me. They come after me all they want. But I'm going to say what the hell I want until I can't say it no more. But I'm tired of this crap, just like Sharon said. Now, this one white lady, running for president. She's so far down the list, nobody even knows about her. Marianna Williamson. She's calling for atonement over the treatment of Native Americans. Now, I think we've made our atonement over the Native Americans, but she is so mad and she wants to get in the forefront of this presidential election that she said if she's elected president, and I'm quoting her, and if and when I'm elected president of the United States, we will begin by taking the picture of Andrew Jackson off the walls of the Oval Office. Andrew Jackson was our president, was a president of the United States. And now she, as a white woman, wants to take the picture of Andrew Jackson off the wall of the Oval Office, not because of the niggers, but because of the Indians. What the hell's this country? And Sharon was right. Everybody's trying to change the history of this country. History is history. It's what happened in the past. Some good, some bad. We're not perfect. The United States is the best country in the world, but we're not perfect. We've made mistakes along the way. We tried to rectify them and make atonement for them, but I'll be damned. Now, this ignorant bitch, white, stupid, cracker bitch, wants to take Andrew Jackson's portrait off the Oval Office. And he was a president of the United States. He was a president during the time of signing the Indian Removal Act, which resulted, it said, in violent conflicts between Native American and the United States government. Now, there was, and you don't think a lot of American soldiers were killed? A lot of the Native American Indians, and I have nothing against Native American Indians, but I'll be damned. They want to take the portrait of a president off because of something that happened during his administration. Well, then let's get Clinton, and I'm not a Democrat or a Republican. I'm not pimping for the Republicans, but let's get Clinton's nasty-ass picture off the wall. Let's get Obama's picture off the wall. Let's get George Bush picture off the wall. You remember old George Bush, no more taxes. Some bitch gets elected and first thing he does is raise the taxes. You can't believe these son of a bitches. But this lady running for office vows to rescind military medals and remove Andrew Jackson's portrait in Oval Office for an atonement for Native American treatment. Now, okay, Mrs. Williamson, what about all the Union soldiers that fought against the Indians because that's what they were told to do by their government? Don't you think their families need to atone? Don't you think their families need to give the Native Indians money? Let's go down generation after generation. Let's get a DNA test of all the military soldiers, the Union soldiers that fought against the Native Americans, and there was a lot of Union soldiers dying, and a lot of the Indians, Native Americans, died. But we're going to chastise the family of all the Union soldiers? That's what you're saying. We can't change history. We cannot change history. And for you niggers, we've done all we can do. Not only is a white race, is a proud black race. If you ignorant bastards, and I'm talking about the crackers and the hunkies, because there's always enough shame and blame in that game to go around. If you don't want to get off your ass, if you want to teach your children to be bums, to be killers, rapists, robbers, dope pushers, hanging out in the streets, carjacking cars, then that's your problem. The proud white and proud black community, we're fed up. We're fed up with this crap. And I'm not going to take it anymore. It's not my fault. I grew up as poor as anybody. I grew up in a housing project, ate one meal a day. And it was white privilege my ass. I busted my ass 16, 18, 20 hours a day sometime to get where I'm at. And I'm proud of it. I've been successful. Now, I may be a no-good son of a bitch in the eyes of some of these rotten bastard politicians. But see, I live good. Not because of them, not because of our government, but because of the hard work. And a lot of you proud white and proud black people, hear me, and hear me loud, because you people did the same damn thing. And it can be done by anybody. But when the nigger community, when the crackers and the hunkies, the ignorant white bastards, when generation now after generation, they say, you don't have to work, pop out some babies, get some aid, smoke some cigarettes on the porch and drink some beer all day, and you can sleep at night and get up the next morning and do the same thing. That's your job. That's your job. The government will take care of you. And that's been a generational thing, people. And if we don't change it, it's never, never, ever going to change. Go ahead, Joseph. You're on the dark side.
Don't you think he should apologize to the blacks?
Go ahead. Put him up for watching. Go ahead. Do what? Do what?
Apologize.
Be ready. For what, you idiot? For what, you idiot? Well, let the stupid son of a bitch go. What an ignorant. See, that's what you get when you get an ignorant, stupid bastard. Now, there's some stupid white guy trying to be a complete idiot. Uses the name Joseph. You know that's not his name. He's probably not smart enough. Hey, but Joseph, as I always say, just do me one favor. Get my shoes out from your mama's bed. There's probably about 15, 20 sets of shoes there, because I'm sure I wasn't the only customer of hers, if you know what I mean. So, Joseph, hey, kiss my white, hairy, stinky, wrinkled, red, white, and blue ass. See, this is not KMOX. This is not KSD. This is not one of these highfalutin radio stations. We're here for the people. We don't give a damn. We got a zillion advertisers. We're not going to kiss ass to get an advertiser. We're going to give people the truth. I speak like I speak at a coffee shop, like I speak at a restaurant. Oh, wait, you people do the same thing, don't you? You say nigger, the blacks, some of the niggers say crackers, hunkies all the time. But boy, if I say it, man, that's wrong. You can't say it, you know. It's like killing somebody. If the niggers in North St. Louis would worry more about the deaths of the innocent little black kids, the little innocent little black angels that are dying over there for no reason, not their fault, instead of want to count how many times I say nigger on the air, it may be a little bit safer in North St. Louis, but apparently they don't give a damn. But it just amazes me. It amazes me completely of all this crap that's going on. But again, and we'll get off this subject, a lady running for president wants to take Andrew Jackson's picture off the Oval Office, and he was a president of the United States because of the way the Indians were treated. I guess it was all his fault. What about all these other politicians? No, we're going to do it to a president, but see, the niggers are starting to get away with it. They're knocking down all the statues for the Confederate people, and I still, till this day, when I was coming up, that Confederate flag didn't mean slavery to me, and I'm a fairly educated man. Crazy, but educated. It was a sign of being a rebel. And to a lot of the Southern people, it's a sign of pride of the South. Not so much pride of slavery, but pride of the South. They're born and raised in those Confederate areas, and it was pride to them. They come up. But no, the niggers, hell, you can't have a Confederate flag. The hell you can't. If I want to fly a Confederate flag, I'll fly a Confederate flag tomorrow. Now, there'll be a United States flag flying higher than that. But if I want to fly some kind of flag, I'll fly it. I like the colors of the Confederate flag. We were going to call ourselves the Rebel instead of the Patriot, but we wanted to encompass everybody. And the Patriot, if you're a true patriot, does encompass everybody. And it's amazing. Let's take one more call before break. Go ahead, Jesse. You're on the dark side.
You know, this racism stuff, it needs to go down the drain. And when you start wanting to take a president's picture off of the wall, you know what? If it wasn't for that president, a lot of things probably wouldn't have happened that did happen in his era when he was there. But you know what? They need to stop all that crap and get white and black out of their system. There's no such color. You can be green, purple, yellow. You can be orange. Who cares? But you know what? As long as you love your country like you do, Bob, like I do, and your family and my family does, you know what? Kiss my American white ass and go to hell.
Jesse, hey, buddy, thank you very much. And the point, point I'm trying to make on this has nothing to do with the niggers, other than the niggers started this movement. Now they want the portraits of presidents off. They're going to rescind the medals for all the soldiers, I guess, that fought in the Native American conflict. You see the cycle here, don't you? That's what I'm trying to bring up. This is not going to go anywhere. But the niggers started it. Now the Indians are going to be there. Now everybody's going to be picking on, and it's not picking on America. It's picking on the white guy. It's always picking on the white guy. Now, here's the Native Americans. And, of course, when this Marion Williamson was speaking, she was speaking at a Native American presidential forum. And that's what I like. If I go speak to a group and I don't like what they do, I'm going to tell them. I'm going to tell them I don't like what they do. I'm not going to sit there and kiss their ass and then go to the next speech and kiss their ass. And if they don't like it, just don't call me back. But the point being made here is now the Native American Indians, they're coming out strong. They want something done about everybody that bothered them back in the day. And I'll tell you, the United States, and I said it before, they were wrong. They were wrong. They fought for the land. Now, it wasn't right, and those guys were wrong in doing that, but I want anybody that's never made a mistake, that's never did anything wrong, that they probably couldn't go to jail for, but were lucky enough not to get caught. I want you to give me a call, because after I listen to your crap, I'm going to call you a damn liar, because that's what the hell you are. But now the Native American Indians, and we're going to have more people and more people and more people and more groups. Hey, where is the Irish group? And I love the Irish people. Look how bad they got treated when their immigrants come over. How come, Irish people, how come you're not standing up? How come you're not, wait a minute, you're not Native American, you're not a nigger. Oh, you're kind of white. Oh, no, that don't count. Hey, you guys, stay at home. What about the Polish people? What about the Italian people that come over? And everybody thought they were all criminals, which they weren't. Great, great Italian people in this country of ours. They all got discriminated against. How come somebody's not? I'm talking for the Italians. I'm talking for the Polish people. I'm talking for the Irish people. I'm talking for every white group that never gets recognized for the bad things that happen to them. And for everybody, everybody, if you say it didn't happen, you didn't know history, or you're stupid. The Irish got treated like crap. The Italians originally got treated like crap. The Polish are still getting treated like crap, I think. I don't know if they're smart enough to know they're getting treated like crap. But anyway, it's amazing. It's amazing. Every group, every ethnic group in this country can come out with some of this crap. Let's get rid of this president because he did this. Let's get rid of that president because he did that. You don't see the white people coming out. You don't see the white Irish, the white Polacks, the white Italians, the white other ethnic groups. No, they're too busy getting an education, going to school, getting a good job, taking care of their families, pushing their families to do the same thing. That's why you don't hear about those groups. But think about it. They were discriminated against as much as any group. But see, they don't care. They got to remember the past, but you can't live the past. And that's what these niggers want to live the past, because that's how they get free crap. Now, I lived in a housing project, looked like an army barricade. You ought to see the houses and the apartments that not only the niggers, but the crackers and the hunkies, these people on aid that should, now the people that need to be on aid, I'm for giving them help every day. The ones that are handicapped, the ones that can't work for some medical reason, psychological reason, I understand, but not the niggers, the crackers, and the hunkies. You drive through East St. Louis, you drive through Granite City, these look like $200,000 and $300,000 townhouses. They look better than some of the streets where the hardworking people, where the mother and father both work one and two and maybe three jobs. And they say, but that come from a federal grant. That come from a federal grant, my ass. That come from us. There's not a penny that goes through this country that pays for anything that the government pays for that's not our money, not their money. I like this TIF, and we're going to talk about the TIF in Belleville after break. TIF money, federal grant money, state grant money, this grant money. There's no grant money, my ass. There's no grant fairy come down and sprinkle money all throughout this country. That's our tax dollars, but see, instead of saying, hey, that's your tax dollars being wasted, that's in TIF District 1545. That's in TIF District 930, blah, blah, blah. Oh, yeah, it sounds a lot better. Sounds a lot better. But it's not. At the end of the day, it's nothing more than our tax dollars. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio. And you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM. Insane broadcasting at its finest. America's bi-state voice. Hear me, people. Bi-state voice of freedom. Renegade Radio. And as always, we are very, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM. Insane broadcasting, as you have just witnessed, but I don't give a damn. America's bi-state voice of freedom. Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. Welcome back to the dark side if you haven't already turned off the radio. But let me tell you one thing before we go on. And it may make you turn the radio off, and I don't really care. I don't give a damn if I have one listener. You know why? Because I get up, I say what I want for this hour, I get my point across, I tell the truth, and when I get up and leave the studio, I feel good about myself. Now, maybe nobody else listened, but that's okay. I talk to myself all the time, but I'm going to give you guys, as long as I'm on the air, I'm going to give you guys the truth. Before we've got some callers, hold on callers, I want to congratulate St. Louis finally. They've got a professional soccer league. They're going to start in the 2022 season, I believe. I don't know. I'm not a big sports fan. But they got the Major League Soccer picked St. Louis, the host of the 28th franchise. And again, I know they worked their ass off. First female-led ownership group, Savers Historic Day. Now, if it'd be the male-led ownership group, everybody'd be up in arms. But what I see here, front page, top fold, they're not trying to make light of it. And again, I congratulate the soccer league owners. Four white ladies. Four white ladies. Somebody's going to get pissed at that. They should have had Aunt Jemima, at least have Aunt Jemima in the middle of the picture saying that we love pancakes. Have something for the niggers, because if not, there's going to be hell. There's going to be hell to pay. Four white gals for the first female-led ownership group. They savor historic day. Now, I know the niggers, after they read this, I probably shouldn't have said it, but now the niggers, I know they're going to get mad. Where was the nigger? Where was the nigger at? There's always, you notice there's always a nigger in the picture. But that's politically correct. And as I always say, you notice on all these commercials, there's a white gal laying with a black guy, selling a mattress. There's a white gal driving in a car with a black guy, kissing on him, selling gasoline. And don't try to culturally engineer me, people. And when I say people, I mean the advertisers. That just pisses me off. I wouldn't buy those products anymore just because you guys have to be politically correct. No, let's just be correct. We don't have to be politically correct. If it's two men, two women, let it be whatever. But don't try to culturally engineer all of us. And you people that watch TV, start watching a lot of these ads. And they'll have a Hispanic on the side. And they'll have a little Mexican person. It's amazing. It's amazing how they, why don't you just have a couple with Mexicans on, a couple with blacks on. The blacks will understand. The Mexicans will understand. And then the whites will understand. But they don't want to do it that way because that's not the politically correct thing. Go ahead, Lonnie. You're on the dark side.
How you doing, Bob?
Not worth a damn. How about yourself?
I'm doing well. I just want to tell you, I met you a while back. I can't tell you where. I can't say it online. I mean, on the radio. But I met you a while back, and your friend dropped off some shirts and some hats for some me and some buddies of mine.
Uh-huh.
And I want to thank you for the hats.
Well, you're
and,
welcome, buddy.
The
you're,
shirts.
You're welcome.
And I had coffee with you a couple weeks ago down in Wood River, so
okay.
You might remember who I am. So
what's on your... Go ahead.
I just want to say thanks and keep up the good work.
Okay, Lonnie, thank you very much. I appreciate the compliments, but I'm not here, and everybody does, I'm not here for compliments. At some point, I'd rather have somebody argue with me, but argue with me in an intelligent fashion, not the MF and CS and all those. You know, you people don't hear what goes on here. We've got a kill switch, and we've got plenty of time to kill Moses. So when somebody calls up trying to be a fool, it doesn't work because we kill most of it. And most of the time, those are the people that their mothers are prostitutes. They're not even prostitutes or whores who screw everybody for nothing. They're not even smart enough. They're not even smart enough to get paid for it. Go ahead, Dave. You're on the dark side.
Yeah. So is this the Grim Reaper?
Yeah, this is my... Yeah, Dave, go ahead. You're the same Dave that called yesterday, so we're about ready to cut you off, but go ahead with your crap.
Hey, man, you still selling okay. Those Grim
Reaper... Go ahead. Pull it up again. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Are you still selling those Grim Reaper t-shirts?
I guess they are. I don't handle all that, Dave.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I was
kind of
wondering.
Okay, Dave, you can't use that word. I don't know why people are that stupid. But you're right, Dave. You're right. And here's Wesley Bell. Let me get into this. Callers, hold on. I'm going to try to get to you. Here's Wesley Bell, this no-good son of a bitch. He's dropping. People are leaving the court system. He's letting people go. He's letting people go 20-30%. And you know why that is, because it's primarily black people. It's not white people he's letting go. If it's a nonviolent crime, he's going to let it go. What the hell are you talking about? You're going to let it go. It's unbelievable. Here it is, a fluorescent man. Now listen to the mentality. Listen to the mentality of this idiot, Wesley Bell. A fluorescent nigger gets 15 years in girlfriend's murder. This Demetrius Taylor... of the 3500 block of Santiago Drive in Florissant, 34-year-old nigger, pleaded guilty and got a 15-year term for killing somebody in 2014. Now, it's second degree. He got an Alford plea, which says that means that the defendant did not admit guilt, but acknowledged that the prosecutors had enough evidence to obtain a conviction. Now, why would Wesley Bell, that incompetent nigger prosecutor in St. Louis County, and he's all for the niggers, you people know that, why would he let this man have an Alford plea and not say, hey, we're going to only give you 15 years for killing someone, but you're going to have to admit to killing him? No, they're giving him an Alford plea. Well, you've got enough evidence, but I didn't do it, but I'll take 15 years. But here's the most ironic part of this. This guy hired someone to collect on his girlfriend's $212,000 insurance policy after her death. So he's got a hitman. He hires a hitman. The hitman hides in the back of this lady's car as she drops off her daughter, and he strangles her to death. This guy gets life in prison. This guy gets life in prison without the possibility of parole. Now, the hitman gets life in prison, but the ignorant bastard that hired the hitman, who wouldn't have killed this lady if this ignorant bastard Taylor hadn't hired him, he gets 15 years. Now, what kind of crap is that? But here's what I'll tell you. The hitman gets life in prison, and that was during, McCullough's term as a St. Louis County prosecutor. Now, this guy was going to go to trial, but Wesley Bell, think about it, people. The hitman gets life in prison for killing somebody he doesn't know for money because he was hired by the boyfriend, because the boyfriend was going to get $212,000 of life insurance. And Wesley Bell, the prosecutor, the nigger prosecutor, because this guy's a nigger, if it had been a white guy, you know, Wesley Bell's thinking about opening up the Michael Brown case again. You see how racist that crap is. But the gentleman that hired the killer, the boyfriend of the victim, hired the killer so he could get $212,000 in insurance after the death of his alleged girlfriend. I don't know much of a girlfriend if he wants her dead. He gets the plea out on an Alford plea to say, you may have enough evidence, but I'm not saying I did it. And Wesley Bell gives him, now listen people, 15, that's 1-5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. He only gets 15 years. He hired the killer. Give the killer money. The killer gets life without parole for murdering the victim. And the guy that started this whole thing, the nigger that started this whole thing, because he'd rather have his girlfriend dead and collect the $215,000, he gets to have an Alford plea, meaning that you have enough evidence maybe, but I didn't do it, but I'll plead out to an Alford plea. And Wesley Bell gives him only, you hear me people, only 15 years. The orchestrator of this whole killing, this innocent gal who just dropped off her child, gets strangled to death in her car, gets 15 years. Unbelievable, people. It's unbelievable that this crap happens in St. Louis County. If you think it's any better, it's never going to be any better, and it's going to get just as bad as St. Louis City with Kim Gardner, another nigger, not a proud black person, and Wesley Bell, not a proud black person, when he lets the orchestrator of a hitman killing of an innocent woman who had just dropped off her daughter, gives him 15 years. And he orchestrated the whole thing. Now, the guy that did it, he should have got life in prison without parole, but so should the man that orchestrated the whole thing, this Demetrius Taylor. So I want to know, and we may call his office, I want to know, how the hell did you sleep at night, Wesley Bell? And you good people in St. Louis County, you see what you got in that nigger. You see what you got in that incompetent prosecutor in St. Louis County. The guy that orchestrated the killing to get $212,000 gets 15 years. The killer, the hitman, gets life in prison. but the man that orchestrated it gets only 15 years. Where's the black community now? Before we go to break, where's the black community? Shouldn't the black community, I know the victim's family, I know they're all pissed off, but where's the black community? If it had been a white guy orchestrated that and only got 15 years, if he had had a black girlfriend and had her killed and only got 15 years, he'd be front page, top fold forever and ever and ever. Proud black people, where the hell are you at in this one? This is amazing. Florissant man gets 15 years in girlfriend's murder, only in St. Louis County. We're going to take a quick break. Holders, callers, hold on. We'll try to get to you right after this break. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Renegade Radio, and as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom. Renegade Radio. Welcome back to the dark side. Hey, we talked about that fencer last week who kneeled at the podium at the Pan Am Games. Remember, disrespecting this great United States after they sent him over there, after they trained him, after they fed him, the rotten bastard. Well, he got a year of probation for staging protests while on the podium at the Pan American Games. It says the Pan American Committee, the Olympic Committee, also warned other athletes that future protests could face more serious consequences. Now, I have to salute these good people because they're taking the bull by the horns. They're taking the bull by the horns. They're saying, you disrespect this great country, you're going to see what the hell's going to happen. You're going to see he was suspended for a year by the U.S. Olympic Committee. What a great group of people. What a great group of people. And the Olympic Committee says, we recognize that we must more clearly define the Team USA athletes, what a breach of these rules will mean in the future. Working with these athletes, we are committed to more explicitly defining what the consequences will be for members of Team USA who protest at future games. What a great, great group of people, the United States Olympic Committee. That's what needs to happen to all these football, baseball, all these bastards that take a knee, that raise their hand. You people know that. You can protest, but don't protest our great country. Protest what's going on in our great country. You want to protest the police? You want to protest the Boy Scouts, the Catholic Church? Protest whoever you want, but don't protest this great United States of America, because there's no better place to be. Before we go, we talked about TIF money. Eckert, Maximus Vaginus, the big pussy boy, the failed mayor of Belleville, Illinois, he gave a TIF money to a Catholic school. Now, I'm not against Catholic schools. I'm not against any schools. But Eckert breaks tie to give TIF TIF money. No, it's not TIF money. It's our tax dollars. It's our tax dollars that some people, Maximus Vaginus, the big pussy, that aren't Catholic. That's our tax dollars. And I just have to say, and I don't want to piss off the Catholic people, but I probably will, the Catholics have these million, multi-million dollar churches, and it's not the proud Catholics' fault. It's the hierarchy, just like in politics. They take your money and build mansions so they can live in them, build mansions so they can think they're somebody. But for Eckerd to give TIF money to give, that's our tax dollars, people, tax dollars that we work hard for. Every day we work hard for. And Eckerd, the mayor of Belleville, broke the tie to give TIF money to a Catholic church. And I just have to say, don't you good people think that the Catholic Church has enough money? It says the TIF money will be used to fund and pay for a parking lot ceiling. I don't believe it. Well, let's see how much it was if I can read it. I don't really know, blah, blah, blah. $8,900, people. That's a drop in the bucket to the Catholic Church. $8,900 of our hardworking tax dollars in Belleville. And you see what Eckerd does. He's going to show the Catholic Church that he's somebody. But that's the kind of crap we get. TIF money, my ass. That's $9,000. Well, I don't care what parking lot it's sealed. If you can afford it, hey, let's do that for all the restaurants and the bars. They'd like to have $8,900 in TIF money and our tax dollars to help improve their business, wouldn't they? Unbelievable, people. Just remember, when they say TIF, they say grant, whatever they say, it's our tax dollars, every penny. As always, time to go. Appreciate whatever listeners I had. Appreciate the callers. But I know we have listeners all throughout this country because we get calls off the air from every state in the union. They know what we're trying to do. All we are the messenger trying to deliver this message, trying to get you good people to think. So let's, as always, let's continue to unite to expose these ass white bastard political parasitical perverted punks that we call politicians. And at the end of the day, the elections are coming up, people. So listen to me. Listen to everybody else. Research what I say. Research what they say. Pick the best candidate that's going to help you, your family, future generations of your people out. Don't play politics. Politics will destroy this great country. So let's continue to unite to expose these ass white bastards. And as always, let's destroy them. Destroy them before they destroy us. Never, never, never any violence. Let's destroy them politically, of course, right here on the dark side.
All the way from Bootlip, I mean the Boot Hill of the Ozarks, Bob Romantic, the grim rapper of radio, with his brand new single, Nigga Nation. The grim rapper of radio will be performing at Snoots and More in St. Louis this weekend.
Word! This is not about the Emancipation Proclamation, but instead the low-life nigger nation. All the greasy, sleazy, violent niggers need immediate incarceration to save our great nation from extermination and annihilation through the perpetration by the nigger nation. All the nigger think about is demonstration and devastation. They got to say nigger this and nigger that, and all the good people think this is no more than defecation, especially when the nigger nation cries and screams reparation. A nigger phrase that means they want something for free, or if not, there will be a nigger congregation who in desperation will have criminal determination and expectation to destroy our great nation in violation of all of our laws. The nigger nation needs to quit selling all those illegal deadly street medication and stop their impersonations of a porch monkey. This greasy nigger nation must finally get proper socialization and integration into a decent civilization instead of all of their thug intimidation. Why the nigger nation has an infatuation with violence and criminal association, no one knows. But if the nigger nation will act like they belong in our decent civilization, they will then get an invitation to be a respectful citizen instead of participation in all the violent confrontation. The nigger nation then needs to quit all that nasty fornication, popping out all those daddy-less babies. Maybe the nigger nation ought to instead think about masturbation and copying.
violation to the decent generation of both proud white and proud black population. The nigga nation will have a graduation from violence and then have a celebration. No longer being a low-life nigga of the nigga nation. If all this is done with proper determination, the nigga nation will then get vindication and a proclamation of dedication to quit being a nigger who wishes devastation on our great nation. But if there's any deviation from this dissertation, there will be ramification and then justification, not to give you a standing ovation or a paid vacation, but the ultimate criminal destination, a lifetime of incarceration. Now it's time for the break.
Nigga, and I don't mean Negro, nigga. I don't mean black man, I mean nigga. Drop the mic, bitch.
This is Bob Romani, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you've been listening to the all-new KQQZ, 1190 AM, Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Radical Radio, and we are, as always, proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
They're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time. And I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha.
The Patriot.
Your First Amendment and All-American Station.
A division of Insane Broadcasting.
Renegade Radio.
KQQZ.